frog mulai. Mm.
And you said you were in the frog tribe?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Is that the same thing as us with Mikadane?
Yeah.
Okay.
And me and Ruffles is my aunt.
And you're a small time chief?
Yes. And my name is...
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
and what does that mean? Nosy?
No, it's something that comes true, I think.
And how do you become a chief?
Well, you know, my uncle died and they just passed me on this name.
Oh, I see. Where were you born?
Here in Glenville.
Yeah, what year was that?
1926.
Oh. And how was it way back in the 20s?
It's hard to remember this when I was... About 6 years old, I was sent away to a residential school.
Oh, and how was that? Like, with the white kids?
It's in a residential school in Edmonton.
Oh.
And, the reason why my mother was dying on TV, that's what I sent us away.
And did you get bugged by the white kids when you were going to school?
No. It's all Indian. It's stayed there for about 3 years, I think.
Mm.
2 or 3 years. And
came back here?
Mm-hmm. Went to school up here.
Could you tell me a story, like, that your father might have told you or something?
Yeah. Many things goes on, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, see, I barely live with my dad, so.
Oh, okay.
So I was with my relatives, so. We stayed with him about, probably about 4, 5 or 6 years.
Could you tell me anything about the feasts?
Feasts?
Yeah, like, why do they have them? And
well, I don't know. It's something...
Celebration?
Yeah. Depends on what it is, eh?
Uh-huh.
Whole reason, or...
Well, that's
putting up a stone, or a tombstone, or burial.
And it's... A feast is... That basically, just a fun thing to have?
No, it's something to... Some people, they go have a big name and they put it on a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a good payoff there. Whatever there is, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Raise a pole.
Okay, so say if I raised a pole, then I'd have to put up a feast?
Yeah, but see, you don't have to... Stand on the expense of the soil, all the tribe,
when
they donate money or
mm-hmm.
the chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know very much about these. what they call a hawar and things like that.
This haircut or whatever, what is that?
Well, geez, that's what I do. Haircut, it's I really don't know.
Mm. Something
it's,
I don't understand.
Maybe if you're married and your husband put up a feast or something like that, and your kids get out.
Oh, haircut. You put in money?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's some depends on who it is. They say that Shibula and Shibta, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't attend to any. I've been away for about 40 years.
Where did you move to?
Rupert.
Oh, fishing?
No, I worked there. I left here in 1948.
Oh.
1948, and I keep coming back in the winter time for 2 or 3 months, and gone again.
Mm-hmm.
Summer. After a while, I got a steady job, and I stayed there.
Mm-hmm. And you said you moved here when you were 6 years old?
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Before you went to school?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about how the lifestyle was here before you moved?
Where
in? In Gunvor.
It's just a dream to me.
Oh, is that right?
I just barely remember going on a train.
Mm.
Oh, they're small, it's too small. Almost too small to be separated, but they have to. Because my mother had tuberculosis.
And so the Department of Indian Affairs took you?
But she died after, was there for a year, I guess, and she died.
Mm. Hmm. That must have been some experience getting shipped away when you were that young.
Yeah. So small and all that. First year I was down there, they don't eat with the older kids. They had to eat with the staff, they were too small. Two of us, yes. No, Matilda Morris.
Uh-huh.
There were two of us. And Elsie Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
After Jim Arthur.
Mm.
One of our two young. They didn't go to school then. Mm.
So you're still here when they had that flood?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that?
That's about. I came back from school, I think, in 35. The next year I had a big flood here.
Oh, were you told anything of it?
I'd seen it.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's some houses washed down.
From here?
No, from Kispia.
Oh, my.
I don't think there's one moved out here. We used to have a house just in the corner of the Sanford's.
Uh-huh.
House on this side.
Oh. And what happened to that? Just
they moved. My dad lately bought a property where Ajax are.
Oh, yeah.
And they moved it on there.
Oh.
And that is my property there. Because I think who is old JPC, the grandfather? His father gave that house to my dad.
Uh-huh.
They all knew that. He's from their family.
Mm-hmm.
So he moved it over to his own property then.
He was the chief, right? My grandfather?
Yeah.
So he could give things like houses away?
No, his father did.
Oh, okay. When you were small, they didn't have electricity then,
no.
Did they?
They didn't even have it here when I left.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. So how was it when there was no lights? Did you like it better?
It's more fun.
Yeah. Get away with a few more things, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's really nice now with lights. You see where you're going on the street.
Yeah. Did you ever get told that story? Something, if you go out at night and you step in a hole and you'll fall in and never come out? Did they use that with you to keep you in at night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What exactly was that? Just...
No, it's just to scare kids off the road, I think.
Oh. I remember being told that.
You can't look in the mirror like that.
Yeah. I still don't. Why did they say that though? You can't look in the mirror.
Well, I don't know.
It's scary.
They're afraid you might look in there and you look at a ghost or something. Well, people that have lots of superstitions.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any that you can name off?
Huh?
Any superstitions? Do you know anything about that? I'm trying to get somebody to tell me about this woman in the bushes with the baby or something.
Oh, that's...
Nobody understands what I'm trying to ask about.
Is that what you call that in our language?
A wadum or something like that.
Wadum.
Yeah, wadum.
They say you gotta be pretty extra lucky to see that.
Yeah? What does it do?
Well, she said it looked like a woman. It's an animal that's got a head on holding a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way my grandfather told me. If you ever see one, you have to go over and talk to it. Do you take the baby away? You never should take your eyes off of it. You ask for your wishes,
mm-hmm.
and then he promises you, then you give your baby back.
Oh. And why shouldn't you take your eyes off it?
Because, I don't know. Crazy, isn't it?
Oh.
And then when you move away from it, you get it back up, all up till the thing turns around itself.
Oh, yeah.
You walk away. Well, that's how they told me anyway.
Yeah. So did you do any trapping at all when you were younger?
I did once. I mean, I was just like about 14, I guess.
Oh.
12, something like that.
And in the frog plants, trapping area.
I work with my dad.
And your father, does he have a different trap line than you do because he's in a different tribe?
Yeah.
But can you trap in his area?
No. But he would just take us there.
Okay.
But there are frog tribe lines in Kishigashi.
Okay. Do you remember anything about that place? Like that was eons ago, I guess, eh?
I've only been there once.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is the village still standing?
Yeah, some old buildings are still there, but they're pretty well shot. Mostly grave.
Yeah, grave. How long ago did they get in the telephones? Like, that shouldn't have been too long ago, I don't think.
Well, that telephone's where they was going to school. Maybe in the 40s, 30s.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to dial then.
Oh, you wind it up?
One is one. Two longs, two shorts, or things like that. Do you have your special signal?
Oh, yeah.
But when you wind it up, and the whole line would hear it.
Oh, really?
Then who's who you're on the line.
So everybody just kind of listened in, or?
Oh, yeah, but they can hear you when you're listening. The only phone they used to have here was at the mission.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school up there too?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's where I finished school.
Mm.
We could only go up to grade 8 and,
oh, yeah.
And then they tell us to go to work, graduate.
Oh, so nobody really got their grade 12 at all?
No, not really, not unless you had money. Yeah.
Oh.
Those days, the scenes are scary.
So you didn't go to school with the whites at all?
No. No. I worked with lots of them,
yeah.
All the years of the land.
There's been no problems between the natives and the whites at all?
Japanese, Chinese, all kinds of people. The somehow fishermen are really, you know, the prejudice.
Oh, they give you a hard time?
Yeah. I remember one time when I came in, they said I started to pick this board and he didn't want it. He wanted some white people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The boss went down and told him, all there is around here is Indian. So he had to.
Had to take it?
Well, he was pretty pleased though.
Oh. I don't know.
He thought he was all dumb, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked on boats for all the years. Didn't it boots.
This is commercial fishing?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like? Like, are you out in the ocean for days, or you just go out every day?
Well, I don't go out in the ocean. I just stay in the shop. To break down, I have to bring it to the boat.
Oh, I see.
Pull it out of the water and then break it. Most of the kids down here nowadays, they don't know me.
Oh.
They think I'm just a stranger.
They don't know you're originally from here.
Yeah. Okay. Uncle Jimmy, he's there. Irene, I used to go to school with him.
Mm-hmm. And what was that like going to school up there?
Well, we did the best we can anyway, so it's only a Salvation Army officer.
How many teachers?
I went through only one.
Oh.
Parkinson.
And he taught all the grades?
Yeah.
Mm. All the grades. But how many students went to school?
Oh, probably about 30.
And that was the one classroom?
Yeah, just one big classroom.
It must have been hard to work.
Mm-hmm. We don't get anything like the kids have nowadays. School finished, they just tell us, you know, deep garden or something.
Mm-hmm. And you have to do chores? Stuff? Like, what kind of chores did they make you do when you were a kid?
Well, mostly wood, water.
You have to pack water?
Yeah. Mm. It's not the scheme.
Oh, I thought they had the pipes in.
No. They were just putting in pipes. I think just about a couple of years after I left. Because I came back to the States for 2 months and they made me go to work for about a month until I got another job in Bushland.
Mm-hmm. That was logging around this area?
Yeah. They used to cut these cedar poles.
Also
there's all kinds of them around here.
Mm. And you mentioned something about a mill being here?
Well, that's before my time.
I think
it belongs to K. case we have something, you know. Oh. Well, I want by water, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's it.
And booze?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do for entertainment when you were small? Because there was no TV or anything like that?
Well, anything. Sometimes mostly ball.
What kind of games? Like Old Tom, probably.
Old Tom, softball, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, any soccer this year. Mostly baseball, softball.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you didn't go for movies in the town?
Just once in a while.
Oh, for a treat.
Mm-hmm. Just once in a great while ago.
Mm-hmm. What about, how Glenville came to be, were you told anything about that?
No.
No?
Well, I heard a little bit about it, but I don't really understand the word Juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
They want another church or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they moved out here. Something like that, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the World Wars?
Yeah.
One or two?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to any of them?
Yeah.
Too young?
Too young.
Mm-hmm. So your father must have been.
He was too old.
Oh.
My uncle was called up, but he didn't make it to me. Jonathan.
So they came and they grabbed a whole bunch of men from here?
Yeah, well. If you pass your physical assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez,
that was quick.
We used to have a player named David Johnston. He had about 2 years to live before old enough from Elon. He got in, I don't know how he got in.
Lying about his age?
I guess so. He might just really work, he was wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember Miriam Sampere, it's her brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Charles Johnson's son.
Did your father have a farm when you lived here?
Mm-hmm.
No. I guess not too many people did.
No. Just old Henry Russell used to have cattle and Peter Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of horses.
So. Mm-hmm. So you were away from here most of the time
mm-hmm.
when you were young, right?
Of course, my move back last year.
Mm. Okay, do you have anything else you want to say before we finish up?
No.
Mm. Alright, well, thanks.
One time I came up to sports up here.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with tons of sports.
Oh, yeah.
I figured I was one of them, but once you grew up in us, they were talking behind us. So
mm-hmm.
one of my friends came along and talking to Indian to him to all move from way up.
Oh.
I thought it was about Fort
Simpson.
Oh. About a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's quite different here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Probably, I guess there wasn't a subdivision at all, right?
No. That used to be my hunting grounds where the house
was. Oh, is that right?
Oh. So you have to go shoot squirrels before you have any money.
Really?
Things. teach any kind of good at home.
And that was just basically a wagon road, right?
Yeah. They used to use this road all the time. Through that little ladder.
Oh.
Come out from below, by the creek a bit.
Mm.
Used to come out there.
Mm.
Used to be a road there and a bridge by that creek.
Mm-hmm.
It was still there when I left it.
Mm, you might still be.
No, I went there, you know. I'm sure it's here. They used to go right through the graveyard there.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a little ranch by the Fred.
Oh, that big clearing.
Yeah.
Oh.
There used to be a ranch there.
Why was it way out in nowhere?
There's a white guy who used to live there.
Oh.
He died, so he just went to waste.
Were you around here when they first built the railroad?
No.
No?
It was really before my time. Mm. Lots of new houses here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the oldest house here is where Richard Benson is.
Mm-hmm. We're finished.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Okay.